The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Monday, June 13, 2022. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel acknowledged the expressions of leaders and social activists at the recent 9th Summit of the Americas in rejection of exclusions and blockades. In his official Twitter account, the president pointed out, "No more summits with exclusions, no more summits with OAS, no more summits with blockade to Cuba." He then stressed that this is what the governments and peoples of our America who raised their voices for Cuba demanded. The arbitrary exclusion by the United States of presidents of Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela from participating in the meeting was also widely rejected by most of the attending dignitaries. Both issues overflowed the halls of the hemispheric meeting and permeated the atmosphere of the People's Summit, whose participants took the streets of Los Angeles. The denunciations and repudiation of the exclusion also of representatives of Cuban civil society who were unable to attend. The Cuban Ministry of Public Health reported this Monday that in the last hours, 19 people with COVID-19 were detected and none died as a result of the pandemic. In the molecular biology laboratories, 3,606 samples were analyzed to discover the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus. Of the 109 active cases in the country, 108 have a stable clinical course, while one patient remains in critical condition in intensive care. With the 15 clinical discharges granted, the total number of recoveries amounted to 1,096,934, and since the start of the pandemic in March 2020, 1,105,631 cases were reported. According to the official report, the total number of deaths remains at 8,529. Egypt and Cuba talked on cooperation in university education and scientific research, the Cuban embassy in Cairo reported. During a meeting between the Egyptian Minister of Higher Education, Khaled Abdel Gaffa, and the Cuban ambassador in Cairo, Tania Aguirre, both parties discussed how to face common challenges through collaboration in an international context full of challenges, the diplomatic mission explained in a statement. They also expressed the interest in strengthening bilateral relations and exploring ways to materialize this rapprochement, the text added. The legation described the meeting held at the headquarters of the Ministry of Higher Education as fraternal and pleasant. And in the international agenda, we have that Marcelo Abdala, president of the Uruguayan PIT-CNT trade union, ratified a mobilization in the streets until a national strike on July 7 to defend the wage councils and the collective bargaining. He denounced that the government is promoting a project of reform of this process that, in order to complying with the decisions of the International Labor Organization, it implies an extremely dangerous setback in labor relations. Abdala told Caras y Caretas Weekly that the Chamber of Industries and the Chamber of Commerce have stated that they are not satisfied with this backward project, but they want to go further in squandering the institutional mechanisms of wage negotiation. For the experienced trade union leader, the government has other objectives, such as to carry out a regressive social security reform. Meanwhile, the cost of the food basket in Panama registered a rise of almost $14 last May in relation to the same period of 2021, reports from price regulators said. According to the Authority for Consumer Protection and Defense of Competition, ACODECO, the prices of basic products in a household rose to $280.71 in the fifth month of the year, when at the same stage a year ago, the quotations totaled 266.71 $2.78. For Acodeco, in recent months, the behavior of the food basket has been upward in the midst of an economy hit by the COVID-19 pandemic and, more recently, the war in Ukraine, which brought a boom in fuel prices. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.